Hey, come on, man. Where my shit, man? There you go.
Slapper, baby.
Yeah. Bills. Hey, Cork and Thorn, it's Sunday. The guys on their way. It's me and Wifey rolling. Bet you won't. I bet you won't. Oh, you don't remember this, huh? You was too drunk. We was in Baton Rouge. Oh man, what? Shit right there, man. That's my shit. Hey, we at Cork and Thorn this Sunday from 2 to 6. Views from the 7. The guys will be on their way, man. It's me and Wifey, man. We was up in here, honestly, just chilling for a minute, man. I was trying to pick up the energy. Boy, if you've been outside, you know what's up, man. Yeah, it's one of those. So we here kicking it, just me and you.
I know. You got no faith in me. Look at you.
Oh, man, I was killed, man. Look, man, I told y'all, man, y'all, I'm about to pull it from y'all, man. I'm about to use y'all this week, man. It's been rough out there.
Yeah.
Have you bounced back? You know, you had a nice nice Mother's Day.
You know, I feel like I have bounced back, but I got a lot going on right now, so it's like between going out feeling like I'm grown and day drinking and doing a whole bunch, and then I got work and all that shit. So now I'm
When's the last time you just drunk like that? Like throwing up drunk.
The last time? I can't remember the last time that I threw up. Honestly, I can't think of the last time that I threw up. I know the last time that I got violent off of drinking, but that's from not eating.
You got violent?
Well, you know, we got into a little tussle.
I don't know what you...
You don't remember?
I don't remember that, man. Look, we do not condone. I know your eyes get kind of big. Like, you know, your eyes get kind of big. You start walking all weird. That's what I'm like. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a wrap, man. But I'm glad you was your Mother's Day at least solid.
It was super solid. Like the picture that CJ took of me, like it literally embodied everything that I was feeling at that moment. I had the best day. It just was perfect. We did all that day drinking. We were smoking all the hookah and like just vibing, having a good time. And then we went to the after.
Rum bar,
that was nice, like to kind of cool off and, you know, just kick it. It just felt good to kind of, you know, check out and just enjoy myself.
Glad I didn't have to buy you them old punk ass gifts and shit, man. I mean,
you could have bought me a gift.
I did.
What?
I bought you
the mimosas that put me on my ass. Oh, okay.
Hey, shout out to K-Fly, man. Your wifey is 0-3 the last couple times, man.
Yeah, I'm going to have to stop fucking with K-Fly because he be showing up with them shots of tequila and, no.
Big Bundy, you finally got out of that traffic?
Man, that traffic is ridiculous. It's literally traffic on every single street.
Yeah, man, it's kind of ugly right now. Man, I had to wait for y'all, man. Normally I can do the do, but man, I know AC whooping my ass, boy. Shout out to everybody. Hey, shout out to all the workers out there that in that heat. Yeah.
You got no AC still?
Nah, man.
Shit. I go home to no AC.
What?
I go home to no AC.
Why?
Fuck. Every time the weather changes, our AC fuck up.
Oh, you in?
Oh no.
You like the what the fuck is that? Spike Lee.
Do the right thing.
Do the right thing with the fan and shit, the ice.
Man, the window unit and the big ass, the big joint.
You got the swamp cooler? Because those usually get super, they get super cold. No?
Not this time, no. It's giving out on me.
Well, Ivan here.
What's good?
Skinny?
Yeah, man.
What's going on, man? How was y'all Mother's Day and shit? You know what I'm saying?
He was waiting for y'all.
Y'all break moms off and shit?
No.
What did I do for Mother's Day? Oh, I just my mom broke her necklace a while back, so I just got her necklace fixed.
Oh, that's what's up.
That's sweet.
Yeah, nothing crazy. Nothing crazy.
I'm kind of boycotting.
Why?
Till Father's Day on the same level?
Oh, it's never gonna be.
I'm cool, man. I ain't doing all that shit.
Father's Day never gonna get the same love.
Well.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, we kicked it though. I gave you a memory. It wasn't like some shit you was going to throw on the dresser.
What? What do I just throw on the dresser?
Anything.
No, that's not true.
Oh, this is so sweet. Let me take a picture of it and put it on the internet.
No. When's okay, so to be fair.
That's
when,
what women do
when
right
is,
there.
When is the last time that you bought me something that I just threw to the side? When's the last time you bought me flowers?
I'm not buying.
Exactly.
You want new flowers?
No.
Well, I got it's a bunch of dead plants around the house.
Why, no, why it's not. Don't lie. Don't lie.
You're a bad plant mom.
No, I'm not. And I'll take a picture of my plant. You a lie. Don't play like that.
Look at her.
Yeah, don't play like that. Because I take care of my plants.
Flowers is out. I don't give a fuck.
Why?
I don't give a fuck about boy, another
plant, it's not for another, you. Are you supposed to be giving a gift for me that I'm gonna
I'm not
enjoy? It's not for you.
No, like men live there too.
Now, how many times y'all have we sat here on this show and he talked about people giving gifts for themselves and how he don't think that you should give a gift for yourself. You should give it for the person to enjoy it.
That's true. That's
I'm not buying you no flowers for me either. What the fuck?
You're not buying them because you don't think it's a good gift in your eyes. Not. But if I say I like flowers and I would like to have some flowers, why I can't get no flowers?
If you're a plant mom, what if he just buy you a plant?
That would be nice too. But he told me don't bring no more plants in the house.
Oh,
so
yeah, flowers die in a week. So you know that's a cheaper.
Well, it's a terrible investment.
It is.
It's a terrible investment.
It's a sweet gesture, though.
It's a sweet gesture. It's like, I thought about you. I brought you some flowers, babe. Let me give you your flowers.
We have a memory that you'll probably never forget. It was our first time where I had to swing niggas and get them out the way so you can throw up in the middle of a casino. That is a memory. Fuck, the flowers can't replace that. Fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here.
That's fair.
Thank you. Memories, things.
Experiences last longer than things.
Bingo.
Okay, but, so let me show up with some experiences on Father's Day. You're gonna be looking like
I'm cool though. I don't really ask for much. You know why I don't have to ask for much? Because I take care of everything I already have.
No, so, you don't. I done bought you headphones and all kinds of stuff that's done got broken and everything that longer have.
There was five ladies in a studio room and they all of a
not those headphones. No, not those headphones. No, I bought you multiple pairs of headphones that you no longer have. They don't work.
I don't know what you
AirPods
about.
Then went out. My gave AirPods, them to the kids. Yeah. Like I'll give him a gift and then he'll get something else and he'll give it to the kids. Like how are you gonna give my gift away? You didn't even ask me. Babe, do you want these? Like, you just going to give them to the kids?
Well, I mean, if you gave them to me, I ain't mind to do what I want.
Yeah, but how you just going to give my gift away to, like, re-gift it?
So he's supposed to give it back to you?
If he don't want it no more, I bought it.
Ain't that something? Says the re-gifter. That is nuts. But okay, we here.
I don't re-gift your gifts.
Come on, man.
I don't.
Some semantics. Okay. That's what we're doing right now. Have
you ever enjoyed a Father's Day gift though?
I get a book and some cologne, man. I'm kind of cool. Book and some cologne and some turtles.
And I'm not buying you no more books because you don't read them.
And you good with that?
That's one thing I've been slacked on this year.
Reading.
Yeah. But you know what? That's because I ran it. Because I'm a I have to finish. Like, if I read a book, I have to finish it. Yeah. And I ran into, like, I bought a few books that it wasn't. They're not that good.
Okay.
So,
what book is it?
First of all, the 48 Laws of Power was a terrible book. My God.
That's like a Black Man's Bible.
Yeah. If you want to be a master manipulator, it is, yeah. The New Jim Crow. Oh my God. It's like too much knowledge, man. It's,
okay.
It's like I'm reading Nas lyrics. You know what I mean? So, you know, and I just never finished it. So okay. I kind of got some books that I ain't touched, but I'll probably get back on. I'm just going to say fuck it. But I am one of those, like, I got to read the whole thing, even if it's
there, yeah.
You know? So I'll get back on it, man.
Something like that.
I'll get back on it. Hey, man, shout out to my Spurs, baby. Yeah. God is good.
Bro, the way you celebrate them on Twitter, I was like, did they sneak into the playoffs? Like, what's going on?
God is good.
They got the number one pick.
We got, we know this is probably, some people have been saying this is the greatest prospect ever.
I keep saying that.
I will say, this dude is like 7'3 and moves like a guard.
Oh, wow.
You like 7'3? I know he got an 8-something wingspan, 8-inch wingspan or some shit.
All I see
is some nuts. Or eight?
He frail.
Yeah, he is. But it was the same thing with KD, though. But he's like 7'3". But, you know, normally 7'3 players are like centers.
Slow. Yeah.
He plays like a guard. So, yeah.
Hopefully they don't fuck him up.
Who?
Hopefully the Spurs don't fuck him up.
What you mean?
Kawhi's way up out of there.
Kawhi's different, man. Kawhi is that is Mr. PTO. He's gonna do that on any team he's on. But yeah, man. Top four in the draft is solid. I had prepared myself. I didn't even think we was gonna get it. I had prepared myself. But if we had got Scoot, I was cool. Scoot is like, not to be on no, like, let me say pause. That nigga's built like a fucking freight train.
It's
like,
too hard.
Scoot is I think he's a two. He got to develop his jumper, but and then you got the kid from Alabama that had the murder charges.
Yeah,
and then
Murder Miller.
And then there's one. I forgot. Oh,
one of the twins. I think you're talking about one of the twins.
But top four is solid. Other than after that, it kind of. So shout out to Detroit because he dropped out of there. But what's going on, man? Where we starting? Where y'all want to start, man? Y'all want to argue? What y'all want to do?
You pick the NGO first, man. That listen, that traffic. There it is. Drag the dig a little bit. And then I got to listen to nothing.
What you
listen
to?
What you was listening to?
Tell us about it.
What you was listening to? No, what you was listening to?
No, I don't want
to
shoot us in the foot.
No, what you listen to?
I don't want
to
shoot us in the
foot. Fuck that. What you listen to?
I don't want to shoot us in the foot.
Who you was listening to?
I want to shoot us in the foot.
Who you was listening to? Who you listening to? Who you listening to?
You talking about who's listening in the car?
Yeah.
Oh, the dead guy?
No. After it,
I don't remember too much after that. I was yelling in the phone.
Who? Oh, you being pussy right now.
Yeah.
Hey, all y'all tell Ivan he being pussy. Who was he listening to? Give me a hint.
They took a picture that kind of blew him up.
They took a picture that kind of blew them up.
I completely can't tell y'all because I don't pay attention no more.
They use a different word.
Give me another one.
From Houston.
Oh! Shout out, man. Hey, man. Hey, shout out.
rough
listen. Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, shout out, man. Be here tomorrow, man. Be helping me big things tomorrow, man. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if these two familiar, but I have seen this on SO's I have seen it on SO's page, man. Shout out to SO. 3-6 Mafia.
I've seen it a few times.
Versus Wu-Tang.
I saw a few times.
Yeah.
Just off the dome, what would y'all say is more?
More influential.
Better and okay, more influential.
Both. We can go with both.
Better and more influential. 3-6 Mafia, Wu-Tang. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm gonna say 3-6 Mafia is better. I cannot sit down and listen to no Wu-Tang music. Like, I just can't. There's nothing in me that's gonna ever say, let me go listen to.
You don't want to learn the mathematics?
No, I don't want to learn none of that. Supreme. I don't want to listen to them rapping off beat. I don't want to hear none of that shit.
Is it because they wasn't attractive?
Method Man was attractive. Oh. Okay. But the rest of them niggas wasn't, no. So, yeah, no. But 3-6 Mafia ain't attractive either. So, if I have to pick one based off of the music, I'm going to go with 3-6 Mafia. Mm.
I'm actually gonna go with Wu-Tang.
On what part?
The music, for sure.
Oh, you
they had better music?
Dick.
Yeah.
Jesus.
What song you like by Wu-Tang?
Ice Cream.
Ice Cream. You mean cream?
No, Ice Cream.
How does ice cream go?
How do you rap niggas get all up in your guts? It's a Wu-Tang song. You never heard Ice Cream?
They said that rap niggas getting their guts.
Never heard.
I'm gonna keep that shit real with you, man. As influential as they are, 36 Chambers got one listen out of me, and I'm okay.
You ain't like no Ghostface individual music. The biggest star of all of them is definitely Method Man. He's had the best songs.
How many good songs?
I feel like he has the most sex appeal out of all of them.
How many good songs? Because don't nothing Method Man got is better than Hey Dirty, baby, I got your money.
Nah, you tripping? What about song with Mary J. Blige?
Yeah,
you're all I need.
The Method Man.
Hey Dirty,
Method Man and Red Man got two hits.
Don't you worry, Dirty.
Method Man and Red Man.
They got two hits.
What?
They got Rock Wilder.
The Rock Wilder, I can't think of the name of the
other. And I Get High, right?
I used to always hate when the Rock Wilder came on. Like,
I
never liked their music.
It was hard.
That's
actually one of the first, like, real short songs. That song, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah, they got two of them.
I'm not turning that Method Man and Mary J. Blige on for nothing.
All
you know
I need.
You know when I hear that?
That shit come on the radio every day.
Live drive at 5. It's when that shit comes on and I'll listen to it.
That shit come on the radio every single day.
I don't think I've ever looked that song up. And it's getting skipped when it come on.
That's crazy.
I think the only Method Man song I honestly like is Breakups to Makeups with D'Angelo. Probably.
That's Breakups to Makeups.
Round and Round with Janelle.
Round and Round solid, but it was back then though.
Method Man got a couple joints.
Two, literally.
Oh, come on, baby. We're not doing that. Ghostface Killah got a couple joints I like.
Well, I'm not listening to Ghostface. Boy, y'all niggas is insane right
now. What Ghostface got you like? The one with Beyonce?
No, the one
Summer
Walker? All I Need. No.
Oh.
I mean, All That I Got Is You. All That I Got Is You.
Neo?
No, what?
He got a song with Neo.
He did not have a song with Neo.
I think he do. I can't get down like that. I think the remix got Ghostface on it, I think.
That is insane.
Oh,
that
my
is
God.
Probably the ugliest group ever. Like, I'm thinking of them. Like, Raekwon.
The Yin Yang
like,
Twins. Like,
have you seen Crunchy Black?
Who?
Have you seen Crunchy Black?
The Yin Yang Twins? Both of them niggas paraplegic.
Yin Yang, they hurt.
I don't know. I feel like Wu-Tang got them beat. Like, they're really ugly.
That's crazy.
This nigga top songs. I don't know not one of them.
Who is that?
Ghostface Killah. I don't know not one of these top songs.
I think 3-6 Mafia is better because of longevity. But I don't think 3-6 Mafia is. Prime Wu's crazy. Although I'm familiar with 5 Centers. I'm familiar with the mathematics, but I still wouldn't care to listen to the music. I've never been a huge fan of RZA's production.
That's what it's ugly too. Yeah.
Oh my god.
You started it.
Oh, Dirty got a few. Like they have individual songs.
Dirty.
Yeah, that's about it.
Ghetto Superstar.
That's Proz, bro.
That is definitely Proz. Jesus
Christ. ODB is on the song.
Where?
Oh, he is at the end.
Thank you.
Is he?
Man, you niggas, that you niggas. Yeah. Look, what is y'all talking about?
We just picking what shit the nigga on. He on the song with Mariah Carey, too.
Man.
We
that
just picking
count.
Songs that niggas is on.
That's like dude at the end of the end. That's like the dude in front of the Mary J. Blige. If you got a dollar bill,
these are his songs. They own. He got a verse on there.
He does have a verse on there.
Now, me and Mariah.
No, Ghetto Superstar.
Ghetto Superstar. He has the verse at the end.
Oh, never get too far, though. Why they don't cut him? They cut him off on the radio then.
Because he be doing.
That's crazy.
I'm just saying, they have individual hits. It's not a bunch of individual 3-6 Mafia hits. It's not.
What do you mean?
Like individual songs. Like Party Pack got a couple.
Juicy J.
Gangsta Boo got a couple. Juicy J got hell of them. What are we talking
Juicy
about?
Juicy J got hell of them?
Yes! Yes.
Wow. At least you sound like you being real.
Juicy J got hell of them. Juicy J literally had a comeback and took off for like 2 years straight.
The only one that probably don't have like
And that's because he a producer.
The only one in 3-6 Mafia that probably don't have like a legit hit is probably Le Chat.
Who the fuck is Le Chat?
The chick on Project Pat on Chicken Head.
Oh, she's in there too? Crunchy Black don't have no hits.
He's the dancer.
What do you mean?
Well, that nigga rap,
don't he?
That nigga on Ride and Spin is what you know. Nah, we ain't doing that nigga.
Juicy J
Crunchy
got
Black
hits.
Is that nigga.
Juicy J got
he's
hits.
Not.
I thought he was just a dancer.
See?
Well, y'all
DJ Paul ain't got
Poppy
no hits.
Is popping Crunchy. Crunchy Black was on Poppy and Collar.
He was. I gotta get. He was.
That's insane. Okay.
They got hits. They got hits individually and as a group.
I think influence. It got to be 3-6. I think as far as sample wise, it ain't even
close. I'll give it to 3-6 only because the South has run hip hop for the last 25 years.
Easily.
So
what influence you got from the East Coast from Wu-Tang that you could think of off the top of your head?
Who was for the children? That is that is numero uno. Like that phrase alone is really big. And their symbol.
Symbol's
the logo.
It's a brand.
Yeah.
They're definitely branded.
They were the first hip hop group that had like a clothing line. Right?
Come on, man. We finna do this right now.
Who wears a thing?
But I'm saying like,
where'd you get Wu at? Follow us?
Artist came up and was like, yeah, I'm like, I just never heard like of them being, yeah, I never heard of it.
They, but like,
outside of probably the Griselda niggas.
Like watching the series on Hulu, like you can see they were focused on like becoming individual brands. Like it's not just about the group. We're all going to, like the plan is to turn us all into individual brands. Yeah. Even with the clothing line, we all have a stake in all of this. So, like, to me, business-wise, that's the first time I've seen any group that I know of do such a thing. Like, we're not just focused on just...
They had the Wukonda shirts.
Listen.
Nasty,
right?
Work. I still got mine, too.
I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying, as a blueprint, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't think of any other group that big group like that. Okay, we're all focused on we're going to focus on the group project, and then we're going to work on each individual.
Hot Boys,
they were before the Hot Boys.
Are you talking about like of the 90s?
Just in general, where you say, okay, well, we're going to start as a group, and then individually you're going to break
the
off.
Hot Boys,
they were before the Hot Boys. If you're talking about Cash Money, I think UNLV was first. Hot Boys was until the late 90s.
I thought you were talking about just groups in general, not.
No, I'm just saying, like, you're talking about, like, as a brand, like, there was no other group that I could think of where, we're starting as a group and then we're individually going to turn ourselves into stars. Nobody did that before.
Well, back then, it was more about the crew. You know, the Juice Crew, the fucking...
Right.
All that shit.
That's what I'm saying. Wu-Tang was the first. We're starting here. Like, the plan is, not like it happened organically. The plan was, from the beginning, we're going to work together as a group and make the group hot, and then individually...
You don't think Run DMC was doing that?
No.
Who?
Who?
You want to hear DMC?
Oh, no. Run?
No, Grandmaster Jay was a whole fucking DJ. Rev Run was doing the fucking. He started doing the hats and the preaching and shit.
Late 2000s, after Wu-Tang.
What if you named boy for Wu-Tang?
I'm saying like Rev Run didn't become a brand on his own until 2000s.
Well, if you're talking about in the same vein as Wu-Tang, I don't. Maybe. Although I'm not 100% familiar with them, you could say Boot Camp Click.
Who else at the Boot Camp Click besides Mystical School was a star? It has to work. I'm not saying that's not the plan. It has to actually work.
I mean, how many of the not all the Wu-Tang niggas were stars?
No, that's another Boot Camp Click, though. I figured that out. That don't have nothing to do with Mystical.
Boot Camp Clicks?
Yeah. That's insane. It's some East Coast niggas that, matter of fact, they was just on they was just on Fifth Element. I can't think of their names right now. But they was a part of the Boot Camp Click, the real official Boot Camp Click.
Out of the East Coast.
Out of the East Coast. And that was around, probably before the Wu. Or right around the time as the Wu.
But all of them wasn't outside of what? Outside, okay, you got Ray. You got Ray. You got Ghostface.
You got Method.
You got Method Man. You got ODB. RZA. You got RZA.
ODB, that's five. Name me another.
ODB wasn't. He was known for more his antics, bro. I don't know if he was stars.
You just said he had the biggest song out of all of them, right?
You just said that. I don't know if he was necessary. I wouldn't say he was a.
ODB wasn't a star.
I feel like he became a star after he died.
Nah, I think
MTV when he was walking into the welfare office.
That was like right that before. That's what he I'm passed saying. Away, that,
it was. He, ooh, that's. I think he was. He was the most talented. By far, he was the most talented, but I think he was known for his antics. And when you say star,
yeah, dude, you know different than Blueface,
Goldface, Ray, and Method.
RZA ain't a star.
Nah, I ain't putting RZA up there.
But I feel like RZA, like what he did, he was with the blueprint with the soundtracks and everything. That kind of like catapulted.
I think RZA their brand was influential.
Yes, but he wasn't a star.
Yeah.
He was the glue.
But I can't say that for the whole Wu-Tang. Like, I don't think the whole Wu was as influential as 3-6.
No. Because all the 3-6 are pretty much influential on their own. Niggas is taking Project Pass style. A lot of the women took Gangsta Boo style. Juicy J didn't change his flipped his shit up a few times. His production, all of that.
I'll give you Juicy J. Juicy J is a legit star. Yeah, I'll give you that. Project Pat was Gangsta Boo, huh?
If we talking
during her time,
saying influence.
If we, RZA did the beats for fucking Wu, right?
Yeah.
And then you got DJ Paul was doing majority of the beats for 3-6. I think they both is big influences of their coast.
I'll say that.
Don't even go that far.
You don't think RZA is big as DJ Paul for his coast?
Fuck. No.
That's insane.
There are so many East Coast producers that's better than RZA. He has a distinct sound. It's a sound that every time you hear it, you know it's his, and you want to skip it.
It was definitive. I think it was like.
You don't think East Coast producers came up like, yeah, man, you know what I'm saying?
No.
I feel like he's well respected. You can't say that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then he had a huge range too, because like he was doing soundtracks and stuff for.
Yeah, for Nigga Ninja movies.
He still do. He still act too. He act too.
That he does. He's solid as an actor.
He's a star.
No.
I ain't a star.
Come on, I think that, like, if you ask somebody, like, who was in Wu-Tang, they would probably say RZA first, like, one of the first people. Yes!
No.
They're going to name Ghostface.
But those are, like,
Ghostface,
the three.
ODB,
like,
Method Man, and Raekwon are the four. Yes.
And Raekwon is terrible, too. Like,
RZA, JZA, Inspector Deck, Master
who's
God.
Who's JZA?
JZA.
Yeah, no.
The JZA? He was underrated. JZA was
I heard Master Deck was underrated. I don't know.
Percentage wise, it was 50 of them niggas, and we can name five.
No, it was not.
And everybody was not getting paid.
It was 50 of them niggas, bro.
Shaheen? Remember Shaheen?
It was 36.
Y'all remember Shaheen, the little light skinned cat with the braids?
What was his song?
I don't know.
Exactly.
That nigga learned that nigga name watching the Woo series. He didn't know that nigga.
He wasn't even in it.
You didn't know none of these names outside of the Woo series.
Y'all wasn't paying no attention, man. Shaheem was a little. He was like the young one that came afterward.
I remember him acting.
See, there
but
you
I don't
go.
Remember his music.
I don't either.
And I had no idea he was affiliated. I had no idea he was affiliated with Wu Tang. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy.
That is.
He flew from the Wu tree.
I feel like when they were really buzzing, it came out at a weird time for me because it was like that during the whole West Coast, East Coast.
And I'm
feuding.
Turning that shit off.
Like, you know, like the whole so you I think really so? Yeah. Well, for me, I can only speak for myself. And at that time, I didn't want to hear no East Coast music.
It was a little before.
A little before.
91, 90,
Life
90,
After,
90,
the purple, 90. The purple tapes came out around the time Life After Death.
Wu-Tang definitely.
That was before.
Wu-Tang definitely started
buzzing
about
92. That was before it went crazy.
91, 92,
But I just remember the Killer Bees and all that stuff. Like I feel like that was when I was about 10. When they were doing all
that. When they came back.
Yeah.
This is the second one. That was like 97, I think.
Right,
but
exactly.
I think the Purple Tapes, the Life After Death era, that was kind of before the East Coast, West Coast shit kind of blew up. Because the Purple Tapes is full of Biggie.
What the fuck is the Purple Tapes?
That is with Raekwon and
93.
Ghostface. Any Raekwon and Ghostface? Mike, am I tripping? Yeah, it's Raekwon and Ghostface. But they're basically on there like, because they told Nas, you know what I mean? Like, this nigga's biting you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
With the baby on the cover.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I was saying, man, them niggas wasn't fucking with Big like that.
Mm.
That's why I'm saying they wasn't as like even when you speak on the East Coast.
And shout out to Meth and Red for being on the song with Pac and shit.
Yeah. Don't too many people like name. They might name members of Wu, but niggas don't. I've never heard of them in the light that the South give 3-6. And that's why I think 3-6 is way more influential. Yeah,
I'm only giving 3-6 the edge because the South has run hip hop for the last 25. Because at the time New York was the Mecca at that point. If New York had continued to reign over hip hop, I don't think we hold 3-6 in the same regard that we do now.
How long did New York have a reign over hip hop though?
To the mid-90s?
Well, you
from like
80s?
I mean, outside of Death Row, the West Coast.
Ain't no, you don't need to do no outside of Death Row. NWA too. You got NWA. You got
NWA, one Dre album, one Snoop album.
Cube?
Okay, I'm going to give Cube respect, even though I personally would never turn that shit on. You couldn't pay me to.
No. I'm just saying.
But then you get the Ghetto Boy.
Even though his first album was East Coast produced, he was still there. He was still there.
Okay.
He's still a West Coast artist.
And then who else? Tupac albums?
Tupac, Bone Thugs.
Bone Thugs is from the Midwest.
From Cleveland.
They're from Cleveland.
Them niggas is from the West Coast.
No, they are not.
Them niggas is from the West Coast.
Them niggas, that's who 3-6 stole they style from, but that's another conversation for another day.
Not.
Why would we name him?
In the 90s, he was big.
he was big in the 90s.
Yes, he was. So y'all not
what are we talking about?
So y'all was
Safe and Sound.
DJ Quick was respected.
Fuck, y'all wasn't listening to
Big in this in the scheme of nigga couldn't even use his real name. He couldn't even use his name when he was reducing. But on a bigger scale, he was like a C-list artist. Unfortunately,
the disrespect.
Dollars and cents, and when they bumble the trouble, that's it.
Nah, you's a gangster? No, I'm not. You's a gangster? No, I'm not.
Bro, Safe and Sound is platinum when it came out.
Crazy. I remember all that.
Safe and Sound is platinum the year.
Hey,
drops.
I remember when my pops played the remix and said, Shamar Moore. And he was on a crumb walk. I should have smeared off his lip.
He had a bunch.
That was later, man.
What?
Was Safe and Sound drop? It goes
that was
platinum.
Safe and Sound, was it?
No.
Was that Safe and Sound? That was Safe and Sound with.
No, it wasn't. No.
Safe and Sound is
Dollars and Cents, and
Oh yeah. Okay, you're right.
Y'all didn't like the
and that album went platinum at that time.
Which one?
When it wasn't too many people going platinum.
With DeBarge, what's his first name?
Oh yeah, that's balancing options and all that.
Yeah, I liked him, but maybe I'm partial because I grew up, you know, listening to it. Like Quick was, people listened to Quick. Now I never could get into
Sugar Free.
No, never could get into him. I never could get into E40.
Sugar Free for a reason. Like, but although I fuck with Sugar Free, I didn't name Sugar Free.
I forgot about E40. That's what
I get into E40.
And Short.
He like MCA.
E40 and Short was both big.
Why you didn't mention
early MCA? 90s.
Literally and figuratively.
And
early, I didn't fuck with 40 until my ghetto report card. The hyphy shit is when I start fucking with 40 like that.
Why you didn't
early
90s, MCA?
They was both big.
Huh?
Why you didn't mention MCA?
Yeah, MCA was never. He was
you
never
always be talking about it.
Fucked up childhood. Got where I am. It's got me in a thing where I don't give a damn.
Once them credits turn off, you turn all that. Who?
But now they don't hear me though. I must be another victim from the ghetto.
No, we're not naming
I'm
Brother Lynch.
Lynch. And on top of that, got mom sprung.
I'm naming Brother Lynch.
No. You got what? Brother Lynch over Quick?
Man. Fuck yeah.
Hell no. Brother Lynch was never bigger than Quick. Never. Never. No time in his career was he ever bigger than Quick. He's never sold more records.
Shout out to my uncle for buying
You're not rapping no lyrics in rap damn near harder than them lyrics from Rest in Piss.
Rest in Piss? Yeah, that's... Rest in Peace is an anthem, bro.
You rap them lyrics hard as fuck. Be honest.
No.
It's EBK every day. I die. I'm creeping.
Throw yourself with a mini Mac TNR-15. Hey, nigga, you feel like a motherfucking gangster. Buy me some Cortez's right now, nigga.
Rest in peace.
Hell nah.
Sir Mix-a-Lot. So the West Coast had a few.
My posse's on Broadway.
Not that.
That was later.
Was it?
That's he him. Was. That's him for real.
Shout out to what's the name that was writing all that shit too. That's crazy.
Who?
What's that man name? He was writing all that shit. Ooh, boy, I told you so. Never
Candyman?
Ever. What the fuck was his name? That was the song. That was the song. It was called Candyman.
His name was Candyman.
Yeah.
That nigga name wasn't no Candyman.
Yes, that is.
I think he says it in the song.
His name is Candyman.
What the fuck? His name can't. No, his name not fucking Candyman.
His name is Candyman.
But he was writing all that shit. He was writing all the Tone Loc shit. He was writing all the
Tone Loc is insane.
Foxy Cole Medina.
Bitch. That's crazy.
Wow, you know a lot more West Coast.
Hey, so the
East
Coast,
he do.
So the East Coast didn't rain long though.
Why he didn't?
Because right after that, the Ghetto Boys started blowing up.
Niggas wasn't bumping KRS-One like that.
And then the Dungeon Family started coming out. Then you got Outkast. Like
y'all, okay, listen, I'm from the West Coast. I'm from Vegas, born and raised. Y'all not gonna play with the East like that.
What are we talking about?
Biggie was out.
Nobody was
dead like by 97.
Nobody was listening Hove. To him like that.
Then nobody paid attention to Hov until after everybody died.
Yeah.
You owe me.
It was like a rapture that came. They was like, we only got Hov.
You owe me. Me jump over this fucking table. Hey, a nigga on Twitter had me hot, bro. All this shit, I don't know if it's been fucking trending or what. And it's like, name a song that the hook brought the song to life. And goddamn, the first one was goddamn genius. I logged off immediately. That song does not fucking exist in my universe.
It does though.
Genuine, that was definitely a hook that came that brought the song to life.
Absolutely, it did.
Nobody cared for Nas.
The song is dead. Period.
That
and it's a freak nasty song.
Outside of Uchiwali.
Uchiwali is just as bad because he let his bodyguard low key smoked him.
Nas.
If I rule the world, we're not gonna do that. If I rule the world like that.
Nah, stand out hooks is.
I like that song. Shit.
Hate me now, Skip.
How you if like, I rule the world, are you
how you like all the songs everybody else like? How you hate
I don't
them
like mainstream Nas. I can't stand him. I'm not.
This nigga don't like feature Nas. He don't like
feature
mainstream.
Nas, mainstream Nas. Yeah. Skip all that shit. Give me the joints though.
That's crazy.
Who else is from the East? A lot of, come on, we're not gonna.
Nigga, the East Coast was out of it by the 90s. When did hip hop start? The 80s?
Well,
yeah. I wouldn't say that.
That's the beginning of Bad Boy. That's the beginning of Bad Boy is the 90s, the early 90s. Yeah.
But Bad Boy was more for R&B, though. Yeah, in the 90s.
Yeah, Craig Mack. You
stop bringing up
Biggie was dead
get
in 97.
The fuck out of here.
Near, the decade damn near over. You only got two years left in the decade. I mean,
outside, okay, Pac outside, was bigger than outside Biggie. Of Big, he had fucking Craig Mack. He had the Walt Waller.
What do you mean Pac wasn't bigger than Biggie?
Yeah, what's the one? Black Rob?
That's the Walt Waller, right? Yeah. The Walt Waller.
Who?
Whoa.
Yeah, Black Rob.
You know what that is?
G-Dep.
The Locks.
Boy, get
Little Kim was a fucking star. Foxy Brown is from the East Coast.
Lil' Kim wasn't with Bad Boy no more when she blew up, bro.
What happened?
Lil' Kim wasn't with Bad Boy no more when she blew up.
She was never with Bad Boy.
She was a part of Junior Mafia. No time for fake niggas.
She wasn't associated with none of them niggas by the time. Look, prom Lil' Kim, that was way after. This is no matter what you say.
No time for fake niggas is in the 90s. No time for fake niggas is in the 90s. And Lil Caesar's on the record, so she was definitely associated with it.
She blew up with the song with fuck. No matter what you say in the song with Cisco. Whatever album that was is when Lil' Kim blew up. And this was at way after all of that shit. Biggie was in the ground already.
No.
Some years.
That's insane. What's the shit?
Biggie wouldn't let her do a song with Cisco.
What's the song they all do? The big song. The big song from Bad Boy. The Posse song. All the money.
Victory?
The Posse song. 24 to life?
No.
I'll be missing you.
All about the Benjamins. Lil' Kim's on there.
Hey, you know what?
Y'all playing with Lil' Kim right now. That is insane.
But she wasn't a part of Bad. She was never a Bad Boy artist.
She's associated.
She's definitely associated.
Okay. She's, yeah.
We're not gonna discount Nicki Minaj being a part of Young Money. I mean, Cash Money, because she was Young Money, right?
Nicki Minaj is East Coast too. But I'm saying, but you still got fucking like
she's overseas.
Snoop come 92, 93. Snoop is 92, 93.
By 94, he's out of there.
Big time.
Okay. And Pac is there.
Pac is there.
What, a year? Two?
Pac is there for a year. Okay. Biggie dies 97. Outkast and them is coming in by that time. So now the South is starting to get in. The South got in by like 2001 for sure.
By 2000.
Hey, man, niggas ain't going to stop. Stop disrespect. Lil Zane is somewhere in there.
What?
Where is
he even from?
I don't know where the fuck he from. I live my life as a celebrity. Yeah. A main nigga. What? Get paid. What?
Indiana nigga. Mace. Come on, man. Cameron. We not playing with the East today.
Cameron blew up in the 2000s. It was gone already.
Horse and Carriage is what?
96.
That's a respect thing. But Get 'Em Girls is when Cam blew up. What are we doing? By the time the South had already had a chokehold on it.
That's crazy. You really disrespecting the early hits.
What early hits?
Horse and Carriage was a hit.
We're in 2023. Hip hop just made 50 years.
Okay.
Right. So half of the time, fucking,
it's been the South.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
So the East Coast had what, a 10-year run?
No. So we saying hip hop started in what? 73.
A hip hop debity.
In the 70s. 73.
Nah.
If we say 50, that means it started in 73, right?
So yeah, it starts in 73.
The first 20 years are undisputedly the East. The first 20.
Oh, you suck.
Because we didn't Big have dick. Nobody else.
Then it becomes a mix between the East and the West. With the South slow, on a slow incline.
Too Short come out 88.
1970.
That's not the footnote you want to start with.
Okay. It says Cool Herc. Cool Herc started hip hop in 1973. So you telling me from 73 to 93 it was East Coast.
It was all East Coast, is what he's saying.
You got
Suck.
Yes, with the exception of the exception of the one NWA album, the one Snoop album, and the one Dre album.
Those were bigger than
they were iconic everything. Like albums. You
okay,
really say, like,
I'm not saying they weren't. That's what I'm saying. I'm giving you the exception.
The East Coast got a hip hop to hippity. The bridge is over, and my Adidas.
Stop it.
And I need love.
I was going to say LL had to put LL. By itself. No, you're not going to put LL. We're not
going to do that to the GOAT. We not doing that.
Cannabis smoke that nigga.
It don't matter. He still got a Around the Way Girl. Like, those are huge
Mama said
hits.
Knock you out.
That was already
Hey, Lover.
That's washed.
Hey, lover.
Doing it?
He got his abs done in. This was 90s. This is my hat is like a shark's fin.
LL. No, Hey Lover Flavor is 90s.
Didn't Flavor in Your Ear come out? That's a huge record.
This is 90s. The East Coast was not there no more.
The first 20 years, it's the East Coast.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It was, though.
What out of the 90s, what out of the early 90s was bigger than the Chronic? And then come around, Snoop's album is one of the biggest debut albums
ever. I gave you them three. The rest of the shit that y'all talking about.
Them three is bigger than anything that came out of the East Coast.
The rest of the shit y'all talking about is fish food.
Why are we not talking
about Dollars and Cents is fish food. You like it, we like it because it's on the West Coast. We're West Coast people. The majority of the album, the majority of the land is not turning on no fucking
Dollars
and
Cents. What on the East Coast is bigger than Gangsta's Paradise?
Luke came right in and gave niggas, made niggas pay attention to the South. And then they got his ass up out of here. But Luke came right in and made niggas pay attention to the South.
He did. He was the first one.
That's 80s. To really late sell 80s.
Sex. He really sold sex.
He didn't really. 80s. I don't think he really sold sex.
Yeah.
He kind of sold
sex.
Comedy skits and turned it into music.
He sold sex.
No, that's dead ass. He took a lot of, he says it. He took a lot of Richard Pryor and shit like that. And he took a lot of their skits and shit and turned them into songs.
That's not what you know. Luke for. You know Luke because it's ass shaking everywhere you go.
Stop it! Bitch! That's what I know Luke for.
I wanna rock! And I know ass is about to start moving when I hear that.
Kinda.
It's not nothing to debate. I wanna rock! It's booty meat moving. Booty meat moving.
Like, yeah, and that's 80. That's the South coming in right there.
He had two songs?
What? Hey, I want some booze.
Before they get Two Live Crew and fucking Luke out of here, Luke basically tell niggas, get y'all ass out the way, I'm here.
And then we got your ass out of here. So
And then the West Coast come right in. Then Snoop and all them come in.
The West the one that got him out of there, right?
Snoop them come in. Well, yeah. But no, Luke come out like 89. Two Live Crew is like 91. So yeah. Right around the time that the West Coast come
and
in.
And Rum Shaker.
Rum Shaker.
Them niggas. Rex and Effect.
Rex and Effect. They're from Harlem. Terry Riley's from Harlem. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, where the rest of them
Pumps
from,
and
though?
A Bump got that out of there then, nigga. Fuck
that's
you
hammer.
Talking about.
Pumps
and a, did y'all see that shit on Twitter the other day? Did y'all see that?
Hey, matter of fact, Hammer is the 80s too.
There was a second Pumps and a Bump video where this nigga was in the thong the whole video.
I didn't see that.
Dick part. Hard as Chinese arithmetic in the whole fucking video. Fuck me up. Fuck my whole day on Twitter up.
But you know, back then was a weird time. Like you remember how Prince used to dress? He always had a fucking thong on.
Just imagine a nigga with an erection. I'm dancing with my homeboy when he got his shirt off and like jeans.
There's not another Pumps and Bump. There is not another Pumps and
Bump. Damn,
cuz. It's only the one at the mansion, man.
At the pool party.
Yeah.
Where he's got a thong on it and his dick is hard. That exists.
I know about that one. That was the mansion.
How many times you watch it?
I watched it once. I watched it all the way through to it. Like, his dick ain't hard. The whole video. No.
So you was watching for investigation purposes?
I'm just like, at some point, his dick got to go down.
How many times did you watch?
Oh, yeah, that's the one that was on fucking Luke's Peep Show.
Before that, I only knew the one where they was dancing in the car.
Yeah, you know this one, and they had this one. They had the edited version.
Yes. Until a week ago, I didn't know this nigga was dancing with his homeboys in the backyard with his dick hard. Fuck my day up.
Was it big or something?
I don't know. I wasn't.
Fucked the day up.
Could tell it was hard. So how big was it?
I don't know. Listen, we're not doing that.
You watched it two times straight.
I'll send y'all the link if y'all want to know.
You watched it two times straight. It's okay.
No, I did not. I watched the ones that said, "Oh, his dick was really hard." The whole video.
I mean, everybody was making the uncut videos for Luke Peep Show at the time.
Okay.
Tupac had one. How do you want it?
There's another. How do you want it?
There's an unedited version
with the porn stars.
Really?
Yeah, with the porn stars fucking and shit.
Oh, they was actually fucking. I didn't see that one.
I gotta go. Mm-hmm. Where I find that? Where I see that?
I didn't see that.
I forget the little light skinned chick. Park used to fuck with Heaven Hunter. Heather Hunter was in there.
I think it was another porn star in it too. Because the one I know, the one chick said she used to fuck a Pac Heavy.
Can't think of her name. So right, I have a question. So you're okay with wearing a thong with your friend to entertain some ladies, but it's not okay for him to dance in the video in a thong?
If my dick start getting hard with my homeboy in the room, I'm gonna excuse myself to the bathroom.
So you would rather so you would rather be on soft entertaining?
Yes.
That's
weird.
So next to your soft homeboy.
Yeah, it's cool to just be around, just walk around with a erection with your homeboy.
Well, I mean, I'm just asking questions.
It's cool when
questions.
You do it. It's a problem when I do it.
That is fuck them.
I mean, I'm just asking, like, where are the boundaries? Like, if you entertaining with your homeboy and your thong, y'all both got thongs on.
We both have thongs on, so it's not like, okay, well, you fully dressed, and I got this thong on, because that'd be weird. But we both got on thongs, so we both equally look crazy.
I can't even imagine.
That's crazy.
Couldn't imagine what, wearing a thong? It's really not that bad.
I didn't even know somebody named the Outlaw. That was disrespectful.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Well, I really ain't that Outlaw. Wild.
Have y'all ever... Okay, so I heard somebody say this the other day, right? Some ladies came in, and he was like, damn, you know what I mean? Like, I ain't know her friend looked like that. You know what I mean? When you find out your friend is the bottom tier, you fucking with the bottom tier friend, right? Have y'all ever been the bottom tier friend?
Mm-hmm.
Or felt like it?
I have.
I felt like that, yeah.
Really?
Like where when they didn't pick me. Like, how you didn't pick me? You thought she was the cuter one?
Oh, you got the hater in
kind of make you. I mean, I didn't hate on it. Maybe it is. Yeah, but it's like, I don't know.
Was you talking to them first? Or?
No, because usually I feel like if I'm attracted to somebody, I would think that they would be attracted to me too. I don't know. It's worked out that way. But I have had like a time where I'm like, damn, okay, well, maybe I am the bottom tier friend, as you said. Like, wow, that was weird. But yeah, that makes you a hater. Like if you think that
came
so,
off
you,
big
so,
hater
you should,
vibes.
So you should.
You said, damn, you think she's cuter than me? Yes. That definitely came off.
Not, I mean, not. Well, I guess. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I guess I got to eat crow on that one. But I was surprised. Like, wow. Okay.
Her, huh? That's crazy.
That's crazy. But right. I mean, I have some beautiful friends, but still, I'm like, you didn't.
Was it a situation where, like, he was talking to you first and then he seen you and your friends and was kind of like, kind of chose up a little bit? Or was it just he seen all y'all together and he didn't choose you?
Yeah. One of those, like, seen us all together.
Oh.
Yeah.
He was hoping he chose you, and he was like, nah, I'm going to make
this. Yeah, and he just, you know.
I don't know. I definitely didn't pass off chicks to my cousins.
No, like, so a chick seen you and your partners. Or she was fucking with you, and then she seen your partners, was like, hey, I got the bottom.
The ugly friend.
I've definitely, like, passed them off. Like, chick was fucking with me. One of my family members walking in, she's like, damn, he look good. And I passed him. I've definitely passed him.
So you volunteered to be the ugly friend?
No, like, I had already hit.
Ah, okay.
I was already fucking with her, then my cousin walked in, and she was like.
So never like, initially, like, we all out, and we all.
Nah. Uh-uh. But, like, that would be my only moment of being like, damn, you here with me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You here with me, and then this nigga walk in, you like, oh shit. Like, oh, you can have him too. We share. I tell all the time. Like, my parents taught us to share around here.
Correct.
Like, yeah. I passed it to like, she went to like four of us.
So she was just gonna be passed around anyway.
Every
she
time,
didn't care.
Every time she thought somebody looked good, we passed the number right off.
Damn. What? That's crazy.
You're up.
And she probably was expecting something like serious out of one of y'all.
Crazy. That's me insane. Out of all the people.
Yeah,
fucked me up.
What?
Like, wow.
It's insane when that happens that way.
This is wild.
Really? Because I only really kicked it with bro like that on a tight level. I was strategic with like my associates in high school though.
Like, you wouldn't kick with a nigga you thought looked better than you?
Nah, I'm assembling Wu-Tang. You feel me?
No, for real, like, what?
You make sure you met the man.
What the fuck, nigga? I don't know.
Nah, I think she. I think there's a. Is there a difference between she choosing up and she just ends up fucking behind you? Like, if she fuck one of your partners behind you, is that the same as choosing? That's not the same as choosing up. Would you say?
I would say that. Definitely. You like you just said, like every time you feel like you're not there. If she's fucking with you.
Oh, then the only person.
And then she see your partner and she start fucking with your partner.
My Mexican partner was knocking off all my little bitches. I said, God damn.
You can't have nobody.
My Mexican partner was knocking off all my little bitches back in the day, man. Shit.
That's nuts.
Other than that, yeah. I ain't never been in that situation. I don't know. I don't know. Would I have like hater? No, I might have hater.
That's tough. Keep calling mine out.
No, that's tough. That's tough because then it's like, damn, I'm not enough. You know what I'm saying?
It does make
I start looking
away.
Flaws in the homie and shit. Like, nigga, that's what you.
Oh yeah, you got the hater vibe too. Then.
But you're not gonna say nothing. You could think it. If I feel like if you just think it, that doesn't really certify the hater.
It makes you.
How?
Are you supposed to, if this is really your friend, you're gonna be like, okay.
You ain't tell none of your friend like Wait, you ain't give any of your friends like a and try to low key hate on him because he ain't choose you.
No, Once that's done and established, then that's done. Mm. Yeah.
So he can't come back.
No. You ain't gonna be going through all the friends. That's out. Well, I know y'all had different with other. Yeah, friend groups, but no. Yeah, you're not finna come and fuck on me after you did that with somebody else. Have y'all ever chose the ugly friend?
Yes.
And then we...
Yes. Fuck yeah. Yes.
A few times.
Oh, God.
A few times. It'd be like, damn, if I had just a little bit more patience.
You the winner, man. I definitely have.
Ooh, I have too before.
They're more available. Terrible. The ugly one is always available. So
yeah, but it's like, damn, when y'all finally kick it and you kick it with all her friends, you be like,
God. No, I did have a situation at the movies. We went to the movies, just on some, all of us going to movies, trying to pull numbers. It was a group of females. And I had to take the bottom of the crop.
Because
They just wasn't. They're like, oh, he the short nigga. Had to get the bottom of the crop. I wasn't tripping though, because I was the only one that got some pussy.
Yeah,
and there you go. You go for the easy target.
I won.
You won that night.
I won.
Absolutely.
Wow.
But I was like, damn. Then you know.
Now it'd be like, I don't know. I ain't been in the dating game for so long, but now even if I was, it'd be like, I'll be looking like, oh, she's more put together. She got her shit together. It would be. I don't know if I'll be so much on the looks and versus.
Well, I mean, you 40
responsibilities.
Almost.
No, I'm not.
You 40. No, you in your teens? Are you in your 20s?
You don't care about that.
I don't care about none of that.
You don't care about none of that. They can have terrible credit, driving their mom's car, all kinds of stuff.
She's cute though. Cute though. I got a little ass on her. We gonna figure something out. We gonna figure something out.
That shit don't really move me. No. It ain't moved me back then either, really.
Been cute.
I mean, I had a solid lineup. You know, I had a solid lineup. I wouldn't say I was a top tier cocksmith, but I often stayed away from them because I knew that they was fucking on everybody.
Mm.
So I was always in the middle. Mm. You had to have something.
To knock them down or fuck with them?
Fuck with them.
Oh, okay.
Knock them down and shit. But to fuck with them, you had to have something. That's when I found mine too.
Roo, roo, roo.
Oh, crazy. What's something that can make somebody unattractive to y'all? Like, they, you know, they're put well together and everything, but it's something that they do that makes them unattractive. Where you just like,
Smoke cigarettes. Easy.
Oh my God.
Smoke cigarettes.
That does make you look at people different. Like,
yeah, we ice skating.
You know, I
smoke a cigarette?
I ended a lot of relationships back in the day for smoking and drinking. I was so against it.
Hardcore.
Yeah, I was super against it. If you smoked or drank, I was not fucking with you.
Drinking either?
Drinking either. I was 100% against it. Mm. I didn't start drinking until I was like 20, 21, 20, I mean like 19, 20-ish maybe.
Legally allowed to drink?
Yeah, pretty much.
Are you talking about before that?
No, before that I was 100% against it, smoking and drinking. To enter herself.
How so?
Constantly looking in the mirror. Constantly looking at the fucking camera and her phone. Yeah, I'm just not into those. I'm cool. I'm all right.
What?
I'm okay.
I think right.
Or talking a lot. Loudly.
Ooh, yeah.
Talking loudly.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Talking loud is. Yeah, that's one of them. Smoking cigarettes, talking loud. I think now.
Or lisp.
If your whole life got to go on your social media, that's a turn off for me.
Yes.
That's definitely it. Because I like hiding.
Yeah. You can't be here, man, because
like,
Monday.
Don't post me.
Nah, man. I'm not fucking. You can't fuck with no chick that you know, man. You fucking her off, man. You getting subbed. You finna get subbed on social media. Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of terrible too. Like, especially when you are private and you really don't want to be posted. Like, have y'all ever seen like the girls where they be posting his hair or putting like emoji over his head? Yeah, and all
homie got blasted yesterday. Homie got blasted yesterday.
On social media?
Absolutely.
Jesus.
Yes. Yeah, God damn.
When I see the emoji on the face, I just it's like a mental countdown.
Yeah, it's pretty much over.
Rap.
Yeah. I think my turnoff is a liar. Like if you come out the gate lying,
what is something you come out the gate lying about?
Like just making just anything. Like if it's something small and you can't like just flat out say, okay, you know, I don't want to do this because blah blah blah, and then you make up like some big crazy random story and it's like I don't know. I don't like people that just lie for no reason.
It's like, fun,
but it's just, it's not though, because it's like, why, if you're not, if your life is not on the line, like, why are you just lying for no reason?
It's fun.
What is fun about that?
It's an exercise in creativity.
What?
Exercise in creativity.
You be lying a lot at the beginning?
Sometimes.
See, yeah, nah. Mm-mm.
Sometimes. Well, not as much anymore, but it's really not like, because I have anything.
We lie because we care.
That too, probably because you care. You absolutely do.
I'm not going in lying.
But sometimes it's just...
Some people are just liars. It's not... Some people just be lying for absolutely no reason.
Some people are, though.
Like, they can't even... But what is fun about that?
Just seeing how far can I take this? First of all, how far can I take this? Second of all, can I even remember all this shit? Because sometimes you might ask me about something, I'd be like, what? Oh, yeah, you right. I did say you. I forgot about it. That shit is fun. Right. Like, trying to... I don't know. Living on the edge.
If I lie early on and you catch me, you deserve to leave me.
What was the first lie you caught me in?
Do you really want to go there?
Yes.
What was the first lie you got me in?
About you living alone? Well, I guess you kind of lived alone, but about you being single, completely single? You was not completely single. Mm. Yeah.
Well, single with strings attached.
He wasn't single. It got weird at the beginning. It was a little shaky.
No one is 100% single.
This is true.
You were 100% single when we met.
Yes, I was.
What is the 100%?
I was 100% single when we met.
What qualifies you as being 100% single?
Like, I wasn't dealing with anybody. I wasn't living with anybody. No one was keeping their stuff at my house. Like, I wasn't having sex with anybody at the time.
So you lost me.
I didn't have it.
I was with you. I was with you, sis. I'm like, oh, yeah. You know.
I wasn't having sex with nobody. So, like, I had no strings at the time.
Wait, you wasn't having sex with nobody?
No, I was not having sex with nobody at that time.
How long though? How long?
So I have broken up. My relationship had ended in August 2012.
Okay.
And then I was not dealing with nobody all the way up until me and him started talking in February 2013. And then we saw each other in March.
You didn't have sex with somebody for almost a year.
It wasn't. How long is that?
August, September. Okay.
August, September. That's not almost a year.
7 months. 7 months.
You ain't had sex with nobody for 7 months.
No. Okay.
The cap. Putting on the cap is fucking hilarious. Oh my God.
If I did, maybe one person. Okay, one person I did. One person. In October. Okay, so we'll start from October of 2012. After that, I hadn't been with nobody else. But you, on the other hand, with the cap,
I didn't
had a full-blown relationship, like signing leases and stuff.
Oh,
wait. I ain't had no other name on my lease.
Well, it was people that were under the impression that y'all was living together. It was...
No, I mean,
I'm just saying, wild. But it came out. That was the first lie that I ever caught you up in. Oh, okay. And you didn't even tell me about it. Somebody else told me.
Oh, we know. Oh, we know.
That's
don't we?
Don't be mad. You was the one lying.
I mean, I was having fun. Man, yeah. I don't even tell that.
That's not really a lie, though.
It's not.
It is, because he was acting like he was single. Like, he never told me.
She just spent a lot of nights.
Nah. He know.
It's like I'm already big tricking. I'm already big tricking. You are so many miles away. You think I'm going to be beating my nigga off every night on Zoom? Or you? That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I know what it is now, but at the time, I believed you. Hmm. Yeah,
that's what's
up.
That
was goofy, but it's all right.
How many nights a week was y'all?
No, so this is how I knew that it was weird, because like we would talk all day. He would send me a message as soon as he got to work, and then he would just disappear at like 5 o'clock.
Now we.
And then I was like, no, you know that happened for a while.
Back then, I was a gym dog, though. I was in the gym a lot. No cap whatsoever. That's okay. What we're not going to do.
What are we doing? It's the truth.
I didn't lie about that part.
These are facts, though. You never told me you were going to the gym.
I didn't necessarily.
He would just stop texting at like 5 or 5:30.
San Diego, what the fuck?
You open it up. You
I didn't lie.
Let me tell you.
A little bit.
No, you was lying. I remember one time I was going to come out here for Labor Day. He was like, oh, no, babe, don't come out here.
Hey, man. Hey, you can follow the podcast pages on Twitter at Views_7. On Instagram at Views_7. On TikTok at Views_7. On Facebook at Views_7. Corky Thorn from 2 to 6 on Sunday. We up out of here. Peace.